Okay. Let me see, if you're pointing at something that's way off, you'd say it's way over.
There.
Okay. Would you ever use yonder in that circumstance? Never.
No, I would never.
Okay. Why? Would you consider that to be an old-fashioned?
I would consider it to be obsolete or archaic.
Okay.
An old-fashioned way of saying.
Okay.
Saying that.
Okay. Let me see. Now these next two are difficult ones. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, okay? But life is hard on a man, what? Okay. We're talking about the opposite of rich now, okay? If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man
who's poor.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you have what?
An orchard.
Okay. And you might ask somebody if it's his orchard. He'd reply, no, I'm just a neighbor. Pointing to somebody else, he says, he's the man, what?
Who owns the orchard.
Okay, good. The inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat, is called a
seed.
Okay, and the inside part of a peach.
It's called the seed.
It's called the seed, too? Okay. The kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and either boil them or roast them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
Peanuts.
Okay. And then what other kinds of nuts do they have around here that grow on trees?
Coconuts.
Coconuts.
That was the first thing I thought about when you said it's grow on trees. But walnuts, chestnuts. What are chestnuts? Walnuts, and that's about all. I'm sure there are other kinds of nuts.
Almonds.
Almonds.
Pecans.
Oh yes, of course, pecans.
What? No. How would you pronounce that? Would you say pecans or pecans or? Pecans, or
it would depend on how I felt that day. Really. It would be pecans, perhaps, under certain circumstances, and they perhaps pecans. Really, it would depend on how I felt. What I felt like saying.
Okay.
What came out first?
Okay. Okay. Is there any way you could specify what the circumstances would be that you would choose one rather than the other?
Pecans. Most of the time I really say pecans. I can't.
Okay.
Really say what circumstances in which I would say pecans.
Okay. Let me see. There's a kind of fruit about as big as an apple, but with a thick skin like a lemon that comes from Florida. You call that what?
Orange.
Okay. And if there's a bowl of oranges standing somewhere, and one day you go to get one and there aren't any left, you might say the oranges are what?
Gone.
Okay. There's a little red vegetable that's kind of peppery and you put in a salad.
Reddish.
Okay. And the round red things that grow, you have to stake them up in the garden.
Tomatoes.
Okay. And along with meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Okay. And if you have more than one, you have baked
potatoes.
Okay. And the kind with, the kind with yellow meat, they're called?
With the yellow meat, are you talking about potatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Yams.
Yams, okay. And then there's another thing that grows in the garden that's got a strong odor and that makes tears come to your eyes when you cut it.
Onions.
Okay.